So several days ago, I headed up to South Dakota, and you're right, talk about a little bit farther north. I think it was -2 when I got off the plane up there, so it was a little bit of a shock to the system. But I was up there with the South Dakota Beef Industry Council and their program, also it's a nonprofit called Beef Logic, and Sanford Health, and to do a little training on a program called Build Your Base, and that is a nutrition program for athletes that was put together in the last few years. And so we were up there at Sanford Health to go through some of this sort of intensive training on this program. And really, you know, I could talk for a while on it, but just to summarize it, it really is about getting beef. We know beef is that high quality protein that athletes need, whether they're in their training or they're in their recovery phase, you know, getting that into their diet. And kind of a cool part of the training is we got to spend the day with three USA Olympians. And these are athletes who are medalists. And just listening to them talk about, you know, how important beef is in their nutrition program, what it means to them, how they're using it while they're training, how they're using it in their maintenance, and then also in their recovery. And, you know, one of the reasons that Florida Beef Council thinks it's so important to bring that type of a program back here to Florida is it's no secret. We're so dominant when it comes to athletics down here. We're playing year-round sports on all different types of fields and courts, and we're playing through all age groups. So the one thing that we feel like we've really needed down here is some type of a nutrition program that we can take to our athletes, to the sports moms and dads and the college teams and all of these places, to really talk about the importance of beef as a nutrient-dense protein in the athlete's diet.
And it is something you're looking to bring to Florida. I mean, is it something we hope to introduce next year?
Absolutely. I don't want to give it away, but we do already have kind of a plan in place of how we're going to get that started. You know, we know our population is huge down here. And so, like I said, you know, sports is everywhere. So it's not going to be something that we're going to blanket the state with overnight. But, you know, we know all programs have to get started somewhere. And so we do have a plan in place. So we'll probably circle back and talk about this, you know, a couple more times in 2023. But we're so excited about it. Our dietitian will be involved as well. We're really looking forward to taking this program out to the courts, the fields, and, you know, all of those places.